Searching for Home, written and narrated by Mary Stanley. The ultimate value of life depends upon awareness and the power of contemplation rather than upon mere survival. Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC. Prologue. I remember my father picking a wasp from his gin and tonic, believing that it had drowned. It had not. It was merely drunk on the fermented juniper berries, unable to believe its luck, rescued by a lemon on which it momentarily rested, until my father's long fingers plucked it from his glass and placed it on the palm of his hand for my sister Mattie to admire. "See its beauty," he said. "See the perfection of its stripes, the frailty yet strength of its wings." My sister Mattie obediently looked at the insect, which at that moment recovered from its bout of drunkenness, woke up and stung my father in the palm of his hand. My mother, who was recently given to inappropriate fits of laughter, broke into peals of giggles and almost fell off her chair. My sister looked from one parent to the other, trying to decide with whom she should identify. The large eyes in her four-year-old face did not blink, nor did her head move as she observed both parents. Finally, she chose my father, who had liberally cursed, and she said, "Bugger the wasp," in a momentary lapse from her customary silence. This stopped both my parents in their tracks, as it was the first time Mattie had ever contributed a comment that was not a question. She looked hopefully from one adult to the other again, wondering if she had managed to bring about a truce. She had not. Instead, my mother said irritably, "Now look what you've gone and done."